Welcome to Tech Talk in Education. I am your host, Lady D. Today's special guest is Ms. Kennedy. We are looking forward to share with you some interesting topics, so stay tuned. We will be back shortly after this commercial. This program, Music Pieces and Audio Sound Effects, brought to you by Queen Margaret University UK, royalty-free and radio sound effects. Thank you. Welcome back. Today, we have our special guest, Ms. Kennedy. So, introduce yourself.
Hello there. My name is Ms. Kennedy, and I am an early childhood educator of 17 years here in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today, I am your guest on Tech Talk in Education, and we will be exploring the impact of technology in the classroom. We will be discussing the important topic of ethical considerations and responsibilities that come with using technology in the classroom. Our focus will be on student privacy, child safeguarding, digital citizenship, and equitable access.
So, Ms. Kennedy, tell us, as technology becomes more embedded in the classroom, what do you see as the key critical responsibilities educators and schools must uphold, particularly in terms of student privacy, child safeguarding, digital citizenship, and ensuring equitable access for all students?
First, we will talk about student privacy. In today's tech-driven learning environment, data is constantly being collected. Login records, assignments, browsing activity, even biometric data in some cases. But we have access to that data. Who has access to that data? And how is it being used? Educators and administrators have the responsibility to choose tools and platforms that comply with privacy laws like FERPA and COPPA. It's not just about the legal aspect. It's about protecting students from exploitation and surveillance. When technology is used effectively for instructional reasons, the educational experience improves and students become interested. Our next point is child safeguarding. This is closely tied to privacy. Is child safeguarding? With online learning platforms, video calls, and cloud-based tools, there's an increased risk of inappropriate contact, cyberbullying, and unauthorized contact. Schools need to implement strict safeguards, content filters, monitored communication channels, and digital behavior policies. But tech companies also share the responsibility, designing platforms with built-in protection and transparency. Now let's talk about digital citizenship. Teaching students how to use technology responsibly, respectfully, and safely. This means going beyond just knowing how to use devices. It's about ethics, avoiding plagiarism, respecting others online, and understanding the long-term impact of your digital footprint. Teachers play a key role in modeling and teaching these values because how students behave online will shape their futures. According to Allison Bellwood, students become more enthusiastic about digital learning when you add social purpose. The MicroBits Do Your Bit Challenge teaches children how to use devices respectfully and safely while learning and having fun doing it. Finally, we must address equity. Not all students have equal access to technology at home. or the same comfort level with using it. This digital divide can deepen existing inequalities. Equity in tech means providing devices, ensuring internet access, and offering training and support to both students and their families. Without that, we risk leaving some learners behind. The Inspire Learning Program focuses on the equity aspect of technology in the classroom. In conclusion, using technology in the classroom offers incredible opportunities, but it also brings serious responsibilities. As educators, school leaders, and tech developers, we must prioritize students' safety, ethical integrity, and equal access to create digital learning environments where every child can thrive. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Thank you for being a part of the show today, Ms. Kennedy. Until next time.